Well, praise the Lord, and welcome back to Spiritual Awareness with Pastor Davenport. We are Arizona 501c3 prayer ministry, and Spiritual Awareness is blessed to be able to reach out to 31 different countries and provinces around the world. So I welcome you on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ. I understand that many of you probably have heard by now that I had a stroke. It was not a full stroke. It was a mini stroke. They're called a TIA, a trans ischemic attack. I was paralyzed on the left side for about 7 hours. Finally, it began to clear up. They kept me in the hospital for a while just to kind of check me out. And now I'm home and blessed to be here with you today. So I ask that you continue your prayer for everyone on our prayer list, not just me, but everyone on the prayer list. We have, you know, several that need prayer, and we are intercessors. That's what we do. We intercede on behalf of our brothers and sisters in Christ, and we pray for those that are in need and those that are lost and need to come to salvation. Today, our text reading will be James chapter 1, verse 2 through 8, Psalms 73, 1 through 3, and we'll get to the rest of them as we go. As usual, though, I want to begin. I just want to kind of read, because someone had asked me about it, and so how we knew, how do you know, you know, what was Jesus's words? And in John, the book of John, chapter 14, 1 through 6 says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe in also in me, for in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself." Hallelujah. "That where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, or how can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am," listen, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me." Praise Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you today, Lord, lifting up our family, lifting up our friends, lifting up those that we know that need to come and accept you as their Savior and their Lord. We pray, Lord, as time is short, as time is short, we know you've prepared a place for them. Put it through the Holy Spirit. Anoint us, I pray. Anoint us, Holy Ghost, that we may speak with the word, that we may make them understand there is a place for them in heaven's kingdom. There is a place for them already prepared. But they need to change their ways. They need to change their lives. They need to reach out to Jesus. Lord, I pray that this church, Gospel of Faith Church, Spiritual Awareness, would be, could be, that way that they can hear of the Word of God. Let us be your worker. Let us be thy servant, and let us go forth and spread the gospel of the good news that Jesus Christ is the way into the heavenly kingdom. For he said, "No man cometh to the Father save through the Son." Let us go forth in Jesus' name and spread the gospel. Let this church be filled with the anointed spirit. Join together one to another, in one accord, in one agreement, believing what the Lord Jesus has placed before us. He said, "Go ye therefore and preach the gospel, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost." May we fulfill that mission in Jesus' name. And I pray everyone would say amen and amen. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Can you give God a clap and praise right now wherever you are? Around the world, just lift your hands to heaven and clap them hands and shout amen. Praise Jesus. As usual, you have your Bible with you. I ask you to grab your Bible, blow the dust off of it or shake it off or wipe it off. Lift it to the highest part of the of your arm. If you can't lift your arm, just hold it to your heart that Jesus knows. And sit and repeat after me. This is my Bible. Go ahead, just repeat it out loud. This is my Bible. It is the infallible Word of God. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, say it with me, today I will be taught the Word of God. I'll boldly confess my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, and I will never, ever be the same. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you today a little bit about how we believe and getting that belief kind of rolled up into one great, big, beautiful heart going forth, not in a begrudging way, but in a love of Christ way. You know, God is love. Say it with me. God is love. And if we're to serve the Lord, we too, our hearts must be filled with love. We must be filled with joy. No matter what's going on in our lives, church, no matter what it is, good, bad, or indifferent, we should be filled with the joy of the Lord. For we know that He has prepared a place for us. We know that at the very outset, one day we will sit in heaven with our God. Amen. He is a loving God. James chapter 1, verse 2 through 8. Normally I'd have somebody read it if I was at the church, but I'll have to read it today. Read it with me, would you? James 1, verse 2 through 8. My brethren, count it all joy. Now, I'm going to read it, but I'm going to interject here. Can you say that with me? Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. When things aren't going well, let's count it as joy. And know that the love of God is walking through this trial or this temptation with us. Verse 3, knowing this, hallelujah, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience, say it with me, let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting of nothing. Wanting of nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let them ask God, and I'm paraphrasing, let them ask God that giveth to all mankind liberty and unbraideth not, and it shall be given to them. Now I'm paraphrasing. Don't come back on me and say, oh, you're not reading scripture. I'm paraphrasing for all. When it says him or men, it means all of mankind. Verse 6, but let them ask in faith. Say it with me. But let them ask in faith. Nothing wavering. Don't waver when you're asking God. Don't waver. Be firm in your belief that God answers prayers. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that person, that mankind, think that they shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded person, or man as it says, is unstable in all his ways. Now I know sometimes people don't like pastors to paraphrase, but I'm wanting to make this understanding for not only you, but for our children in Sunday school as well. So I have to wonder today. So like I said, I have to wonder on this beautiful Sabbath day, is there anyone who in the midst of their struggles have gotten tired of the fight? Have you begun to lose faith or give up your dreams? Have you lost your hope of a better life? It seems as though we fall into despair. And when the enemy can get us to despair, he then pounces on us to destroy our faith. Remember, he is the one who has come to destroy. When our faith is gone, we are left without hope. And where there is no hope, there is despair. David was a man who struggled, just as some of you may be struggling today. Those of you that are listening to the sound of my voice, perhaps you're one of those that are struggling. So I want you, if you would, to listen. I got excited because I haven't preached in a while, and so forgive me if I was kind of raising my voice a little bit, but I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, and I just feel like preaching the Word of God today. Let's move over to Psalms chapter 73, verse 1 through 3. Psalms 73, 1 through 3. In the King James Version, one, it says in the first verse, truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, verse 2, as for me, my feet were almost gone, my steps had well nigh slipped. Verse 3, for I was envious at the foolish. When I saw the prosperity of the wicked, then we're going to go to Psalm 16. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. Until I went into the sanctuary of God and then understood I there. Need their end. Like many of us, David got sidetracked by looking at the world. His faith wavered when he began looking on at how ungodly, how the ungodly prospered around him. We all looked at that, haven't we? Each one of us, each saint, each Christian, we've looked around and said, well, why are the ungodly prospering? Have you ever wondered how people who hate God or who have no desire to live for Him are so blessed? Understand, money is not the answer to all things. I'm going to say it again. Money is not the answer to all things. Having a huge home on a lake somewhere does not mean that one has a satisfied soul. Many rich people who have everything they ever desired are lost because they don't know Jesus. Just because they're driving the nicest car around doesn't mean that they enjoy the hope that you have today with Christ in your heart. I would rather be poor, and have Jesus than to be rich and have nothing. Nothing of Christ. Just look at David. It took David a moment, but after he found himself in the house of God, he realized how rich he truly was. How absolutely filled he was with God. Perhaps he looked around and saw his children worshiping. Maybe he saw his wife praying. Maybe his body was healed by the power of God. Maybe God touched his tormented soul and his tormented mind. Maybe he came under the anointing of the Holy Ghost as he worshiped. How many of you remember just recently, I mean, not too many months past, that the church was down to one or two or three people? And then we begin to pray that God would send us someone who was anointed to fill the church, that could come in and do all the things. And suddenly, when that person come in, God put that person in the church. Suddenly, we began to get excited about filling the church again, getting the church back to where it used to be. Or like I like to say, greater than what it was. For truly, the church should be greater than what it once was, and it was fantastic and great before. In any case, he stopped envying the prosperity of the wicked when he began to realize just how blessed he really is. Every Sunday, I mean, we're on Zoom. Understandable, I can't make it all the time, so I'm on Zoom. But when, and I'm going to get emotional, when Sister Grace asked the children to stand and move to the Sunday, what a wonderful feeling it is to see those young people going to learn about the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We should praise God that we have children that want to learn about God. And we should praise Jesus that our church, Gospel of Faith Church, is there to be able to teach them, guide them, and direct them in the ways of God. Amen. Somebody lift your hands to heaven and shout amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I came today to remind you just to keep believing. If no one had believed in Gospel of Faith Church, that church would have died years ago. Just keep believing. When your eyes tell you your problem is too big, just keep believing. Let the Spirit of God inside you tell you that your eyes about God, you see. Let the Spirit speak. Get your eyes on what God is doing in your life and count your blessings. Remember the song? Count your blessings. Yes, even everyone. Get your eyes back on God and what God is doing in your particular life and in the lives of others around you. First Peter chapter 3, verse 11 through 13. Write it down. You're going to go back to it later. First Peter chapter 3. Verse 11 through 13, King James Version, let him eschew evil and do good. Turn his back on it and do good with rather than evil. Let them seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes, listen to me, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. Hallelujah. And his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? Amen. Amen. In Matthew, verse 21, 42, Jesus said unto them, did ye never read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is a marvelous in our eyes. Malachi chapter 1, verse 5, and your eyes shall see. Say it with me. And your eyes shall see, and ye shall say, the Lord will magnify from the border of Israel. The Lord will be magnified from the borders of Israel. When all around the world, all around the world. See, you see, some of you, I tell Bob, Pastor Bob, never to say you see. But you see, some of you who are listening to the sound of my voice today are allowing your circumstances to define your God instead of letting God define your circumstances. Some folks spend more time talking about their problems than they do about the God who can change their problems. Let's quit talking about the bad things in our lives and begin to look at the good things in our lives, and the bad things won't look so big. Amen? Amen. Some of you are still listening today or allowing your circumstances to define. So let's quit doing that and start letting God define our circumstances. We need to stop bragging about our problems and start bragging on our God. Hallelujah. When people are around you saying, oh, woe is me, woe is me, woe is me. Why don't you start saying, praise be, praise be, praise be the God that I serve. Our God is a healer. Hallelujah. He is a miracle-working God. Amen. He's a way-changer. He can raise the dead things in our lives to live again. Hallelujah. Just because you're down and out doesn't mean that our God is. He's a waymaker. Have you ever heard that song, The Waymaker? With just a touch of his hand, hallelujah, every problem you are dealing with can be changed. How many of you know that what I'm talking about here? I mean, you know you're going through something, but yet you seem happy about it. You see that person there, oh my goodness, you're going through hell right now. But yet you're filled with the joy of the Lord. You're happy. You're singing. They'll say you're crazy is what they'll say. Has he healed any of you? Has he held your marriage together? Has he blessed your finances? Has he saved your children? Your circumstances will almost always be more than you can handle. But when you stop magnifying the circumstances surrounding your problems and start magnifying our God, the God of the circumstances, you will find that there is nothing, listen, nothing impossible for God. Somebody needs to shout amen out there. If God can create a universe, a world, all that is in the world, humanity, take a barren woman of 90 years old and open her womb to bear Isaac. Take a harlot and save a nation. Take a little shepherd boy and kill a giant. Take a virgin and open her womb to conceive a Messiah, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Open blinded eyes and unstop deaf ears. Heal leprosy. Cause the lame to walk and resurrect his own dead body. If that Lord can do that, he can handle your problems. Amen? Praise God. They told me I was paralyzed completely. On my left side, I couldn't move. I couldn't speak. But I rejoice in my Lord Jesus. I rejoice, for if I'm done on this earth, it says absent from body, present with God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to understand today, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Can you shout amen right there in your living room? Hallelujah. Let's give God praise. I tell you, saints, just keep believing, church. When your ears hear the lies of the enemy, believe in God. Let your spirit tell your ears the truth, and that is that God has spoken. Listen to your heart. You are a child of God, and no problem will you succumb to if you love Jesus. The Bible says, he that hath an ear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church today. Stop listening to everything the devil is saying to you. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, and the great dragon was cast out. That old serpent called the devil, Satan, which deceiveth the whole world, he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. The Bible says, make him your footstool. The Bible says, when the devil comes into your life, rebuke him. Shout it out to him. I remember my Aunt Vi lived next door. She had a whole roll of oleanders between our fences, and I'd hear that screen door open, and I would hear my Aunt Vi say, devil, in the name of Jesus, get thee hence. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Now leave my house. Leave my life. Hallelujah. Understand. Oh, praise God. Understand something here. The devil's only power over you is when you, listen, when you allow him to deceive you into thinking that God doesn't care about you. But I want you to know the devil is a liar. It says he's the father of all lies. In Romans chapter 10, verse 13 through 17. I'm going to give you a second to turn there. The book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 13 through 17. Now, I notice that my voice is a lot higher today. So when I get excited, it sounds like I'm yelling. Well, I probably am. Praise Jesus. I'm filled with the Spirit today. In the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 13, it says, for whosoever, say that with me, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, I want to put this out because we've had some issues there at the church. And in this this time of, you know, that we're living, people say, well, you know, we don't want them in our church. We don't want this kind of person in our church or that religious person in our church or that color skin in our church. We don't want LGBTQ plus in our church. But wait a minute. In the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 13, read it with me, would you? For whosoever, that includes all of us, every person on the face of this planet, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I will guarantee you, I will guarantee you today that the doors of Gospel of Faith Church will remain open to all people. All people. God didn't come to save those that are already saved. He came to save the lost. God didn't come to save the red or the yellow or the black or white. He came to save everyone. He came to save every creature. Every creature. Blessed are those who come unto the Lord. Verse 14, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, say it with me, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of the peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? Verse 17, underline it. Use a highlighter. If your Bible's too holy to do it, get a Bible, a study Bible. Verse 17, Romans 10, verse 17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How do we increase the faith of our loved ones who are lost? Not by beating them up with the Bible. That never works. But by loving them into the Word of God. When there's an issue, offering to pray. I know you're at the end of your rope. I know. Listen to me. I know. I work with people every day. And I understand you're at the end of your rope. But this world has not helped you. This world has put you where you are today. And you see no end to your problems. But might I suggest to you today that I have an answer. I have an answer. And that answer is Jesus Christ. That answer is God, the Heavenly Father. That answer is, you're not done. You're just beginning. If you need faith today, get into the Word of God. Let me guide you. Let me direct you in the Word. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And if you are in a dire spot, faith, listen, faith will bring you through. Faith will bring you through. You don't understand. I've lost my job. I've lost my savings. I've lost it all. No, you've not lost God. And God is all. God is the supernatural power of the heavens that can restore everything. We're not talking monetary things. We're talking about your soul. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That means read your Bible. Get your family together. Shut off that TV. Get your children's noses off the smartphone and read your children a Bible story. It's good for the soul. Amen. Somebody say amen. Get your nose in the good book. Stop missing so much church. Well, I've been thinking about going out to that church, but people talk about that church. Well, don't listen to the people's talk. Come listen to God's word. Amen. Understand. You know, if you're in church, you're hearing the word of God. So position yourself to hear the word of God. If you miss church, buy a CD. Listen to the broadcast. Watch it online. Listen to the podcast. Don't let a week go by where you're not hiding the word of God inside your heart. In Luke chapter 9, verse 38 and 44, "And behold, a man of the company cried out, saying, Master, I beseech thee, look upon my son, for he is mine only child. And lo, a spirit taketh him, and he suddenly cried out, and it teareth him, that he foameth again. And he suddenly cried out again, and he began bruising him, it hardly departeth from him. In verse 40, and I besought thy disciples to cast him out, and they could not. They could not cast the demons out of this kid. And Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and suffer you? Bring thy son hither. So he brought his son. And it, as he was yet coming, the devil threw him down, the son down, and tear him. And Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healeth the child and delivered him again to his father. And the disciples were all amazed at the mighty power of God. But while they wondered, everyone at all things which Jesus did, he said unto his disciples, excuse me, verse 44, let these sayings sink down into your ears, for the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men. What's Jesus saying to you now? He's saying to you today, open your ears. Quit wallowing in self-pity. I call that a pity pot mentality. Get off of that pity pot mentality and begin to realize that feeling alone and helpless, that's your doing. That's your doing. Begin to feel the joy of the Lord no matter what's going on in your life. Walk with your head up, praising Jesus. Let God begin to speak faith into your heart. And find a place to pray and listen for the voice of God. When you're praying, you're talking to God. Now it's time to open your ears and listen to God and let God do his job. Let him move through you. If you haven't heard the voice of God lately, maybe today is a great day to open your ears and listen to God and hear him as he speaks to you. Church, just keep believing. When your feet tell you to run, let your spirit tell your feet about the giant slayer who lives inside of each and every one of us. It's called the Holy Ghost. In Job chapter 37, verse 14, hearken unto this, O Job, stand still. That's the command. Stand still. Quit running. Many of you are running from your past. How many of you out there? If I'm hitting a tender chord, I want you to shout amen. Many of you are running from your past. And in the book of Job, it says, stand still and consider the wondrous work of God. If God can take a midnight sky and sling the stars into the sky, part the waters, if he can create a universe, he can deal with your problem, whatever that may be. He can deal with your issue. Now in Psalms chapter 4, verse 3 and 5, King James Version, but know that God hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear, listen, the Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe, verse 4, and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Shalom. In other words, offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in what? Put your trust in the Lord. Amen. Put your trust in the Lord. Exodus chapter 14, verse 12 and 14, King James Version. Is not this the world that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto those people that were crying, that had their eyes on the world rather than their eyes on God, and he said unto them, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. And the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. What does that say to you? It says, stop battling. Stop trying to deny God. And start listening, allowing, loving, and let God be God. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 17, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still. Say it with me. Stand ye still. Quit running from your problems and give them to God. Let God be God. He says, stand ye still and ye see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, say it with me, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Hallelujah. We can sit at the corner bar and drink ourselves silly, get so drunk we're delirious, and wake up the next morning and the problem is still there. But it's worse now because you spend all your money on booze. You can take as many drugs as you want to and try to run from God. Try to run from your problems. Get stoned out of your head and say, oh, I'll deal with it tomorrow. Tomorrow will always come and it'll always be there and it'll magnify. Let God be God in your life. Hallelujah. In the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 1, stand fast, say it with me, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. When God clears you up, when you get off of the drugs, when you get off the booze, when you quit dealing with all the crud you're dealing in your life, don't go back. Move forward with Jesus. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13 through 15. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. What is it saying to us? Stand ye still, stand ye still. Having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. What is it all saying to you today? Now I know I'm excited today. I haven't preached in a while, and be honest with you, I'm just glorifying God that I'm able to sit here and speak on this broadcast. So I'm a little excited. But what is all this saying to you that I'm speaking? Through the Word of God, it's saying, stand in your faith. Say it with me, stand in your faith. Set yourself to see the salvation of the Lord. Stop all running from one situation to the next. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord today. I want you to understand, church, God wants to heal your situation. He wants to touch your life. He wants to change what's going on in your life. There is no reason to run when you're stepping in peace. James chapter 4, verse 7, submit, say it with me, submit yourselves therefore unto God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Praise God. There's no reason to run when you're stepping in peace. In the book of James chapter 4, verse 7, submit yourselves therefore unto God. Resist the devil and the devil will flee from you. Just keep believing. When your head tells you to bargain, when your head tells you to run, let your spirit person tell your head about the finished work of Christ that has already settled all the problems. James chapter 1, verse 6 through 8. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that waveth is like a wave of the sea driven by the wind and tossed to and fro. For let not that person think that he or she shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded person is unstable in all their ways. Be firm in your belief. Know that God is God. And there is nothing in your life, nothing in your life, because there's nothing impossible for God. He can do all things. And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. In 1 Corinthians 1 and 18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of Almighty God. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 2 and 14, but the natural person, I'm paraphrasing, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto them, because they don't understand it. Neither can ye know then, because they are spiritually discerned. If the enemy can get into your mind to think in the natural, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, in whom the God of this world, not the heavenly God, in whom the God of this world, it's a small g, blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Philippians 4 and 7, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Just keep believing, church. Now, I know I'm throwing you a lot of scripture. A lot of scripture. But it's so that you can understand. If I'm in the Word of God, if I stay in the Word of God, my problems will go away. They're not gigantic mountains. For the Bible says, if I have faith as much as the size of a mustard seed, I can say to that mountain of problem, be ye moved, and it'll move. Be me delivered from these problems. Ye shall be delivered. Luke 21:34, and take heed unto yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unaware. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of this whole earth. So we're going to have problems. We're going to have tribulations. It's how we handle them that counts. It's that we give them over unto God. And God will bring you through the valley of that shadow. Amen. In John 14:27, peace I leave with you. Say it with me, peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 20, for if your heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Just keep believing. When your mouth wants to whine in doubt, Let your spirit tell your mouth to stop all the griping and start praising the Lord. Colossians 4 and 6, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. I want you to understand today the King, in closing, the King of glory cares about you. He is concerned every minute of every day about you. Now, I want you to think about that for a minute. You're sitting there in your living room, your kitchen, your car, wherever you might be, and you're woe is me. You know that, woe is me. You're in that pity party. And you think that nobody cares. Stop letting the devil defeat you with his lies. When he tells you that God doesn't care, tell him to shut up. Tell him to get the hints, Satan. Rebuke him in the name of Jesus. In the book of Psalms 34:1, I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms 40, verse 3, and he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and the fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Let the devil and your circumstances know that your faith is in God today, and you're believing God to heal your situation. Hallelujah. Would you try that for me? When this next tribulation hits you, and it will, we all go through it. When the next time it happens, try singing. You know, I love that. Glory, hallelujah, I shall not be moved. You're not going to be moved because you're like that tree sitting at the side of the river of God. Sing praises unto the Lord and know that he will work out every situation in your life. Don't take it back from him. Leave it in the hands of God. Tell the devil and your circumstances that your faith is in God today and you're believing him to heal that situation. I do need to let you know, my friends, today, the Gospel of Faith Church needs your help. We're here for you. There in Ash Fork, things are moving along. Things are moving along. But we need your faithful attendance to make the church grow or to have the church grow. We need your faithful attendance. Come. Be a part of this family of God. Come, praise and worship with us. Come and be around people who believe that Jesus Christ died, rose again on that third day, and intercedes on behalf of our church, on behalf of you. Sometimes you sit alone or you sit at a bar stool or you're in the wherever and you're about to take some drugs and you're trying to find any way to relieve your mind of the problems and tribulations you're going through when all you need to do is cry out to Jesus. Just cry out to Jesus. I'd like you to bow your head with me. Because I feel like we can't let this go. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come on behalf of those that are ill or those that are hurting, those that need a healing, those that are desperate to hear your voice in their heart. it's time to hush. Quit complaining. Take a pause and listen for God. Go to your quiet place and feel the Spirit of the Lord. If you've never known Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you knew and you backslid and you want to come home, you want to return to the flock, or if you've never been a part of the church, I'm inviting you right now. I'm inviting you to say this simple prayer. This simple prayer. Can you repeat it with me? So let's just repeat it. Ready? Father, in the name of Jesus, just repeat it with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. I know, Lord, that I am a sinner. I have sinned against you and sinned against others. Today, I forgive them and pray they would forgive me. And I ask you to forgive me. I believe, as the Bible says, I believe that Jesus Christ died and was resurrected on the third day. I believe that through the substitutionary death of Jesus, my sins, through your grace and his blood, have been forgiven. I now, say it with me, I now ask Jesus to come into my life, to guide and direct me through the Holy Spirit, that my life might be changed. Help me to love you, Lord. Help me to walk in the Spirit. Forgive me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you just prayed that prayer of salvation, I would like to personally welcome you to the family of God. The Bible says when you believe, you will become a new creation, and the old shall pass away, and all things shall be made new. Does that mean I'll have no more problems? No, it doesn't. But it means that you'll have Jesus Christ to walk through those problems with you, to guide you. I'm so glad you came to the broadcast today and that you've accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. You probably made the most important decision of your life. See, God has a wonderful future planned out for you and a unique purpose for your life. Because God knows your life has significance. And now that you're a child of God, there are so many benefits that belong to you, such as forgiveness of all sin, healing for your physical and mental and spiritual body, financial blessings, and protection, the Holy Spirit to guide you and teach you in the ways of God. Now, I'm inviting you to help you gain understanding of these amazing benefits. We're inviting you to listen into all of our messages, especially those that you hear on the broadcast. But you can also send your email to Pastor Davenport, GOFC, @gmail.com. Or you can contact us if you just Google Gospel of Faith Church, Ash Fork, Arizona, and leave a message with your email on it, and you will be able to zoom in for our services each Sunday. I pray that God would bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you until he brings us back again. In Jesus' name, we send you love and peace. God bless you.